I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, there's been a lot of foolishness in the atmosphere lately, but sticking with our corner of the world, the entertainment business, Brett Ratner, the director of the recently not particularly successful film Tower Heist, was going to produce the Oscars with Eddie Murphy as host. No more.
Now, the key question is, where is the bad judgment? Is it in the Academy in hiring Brett Ratner to produce the show, or is it in what Brett Ratner said on the Howard Stern show and at a Q&A screening of Tower Heist, where he made a disparaging comment about gays?
Yes. The screening on the Friday of last week as Tower Heist was opening, he was asked about rehearsals, and he used the what we call the other F word, saying rehearsals are for fill in gay slur here. And almost simultaneously, he was going on the Howard Stern show, TMI, too much information about his private life, even though he knew that this was completely unseemly for the person producing the Oscars, as we can hear in this clip.
Before I have sex with a girl, I do one weird thing. I do take him to the doctor and check him out.
You do?
I won't have sex with him. I'm a cootie freak. I'm like a germaphobe. I'm a hypochondriac.
Me
before
too.
Before I go all the way, I send the girl to the doctor.
I think what you heard in that clip is actually Brett Ratner being Brett Ratner. So the question is, did the Academy not know, and how could they not have known that's who they were getting? And, you know, as you're trying to make the Oscars a little more provocative, a little edgier, a little younger, there's a big difference between cutting edge and crass. And they got the latter, not the former.
Yeah, there are real problems with the whole setup with the Oscars because it's a very structured show and there have to be certain elements. And you may find, viewers may find a certain category to be boring and want to hit fast forward, but then there's a constituency within the Academy that will absolutely not allow that particular section to be moved out of the telecast. So you're very constrained, and this creates not only problems, you know, creating a show that people want to watch as producer, but being engaging as host, and it's become awfully hard to find someone willing to host the Oscars. It's just considered all pain and not that much potential for gain. It's hard to hit it out of the park. And we've seen, again, Eddie Murphy seem to jump at the chance, once Brett Ratner was out as producer, to drop out himself.
And now he's been replaced by Billy Crystal, who, you know, is no spring chicken. And so the new Oscar show feels a lot like the old Oscar show. The new producer, Brian Grazer, is a veteran Hollywood producer who's coming off a couple of real box office disappointments. So I think in its zest and its zeal to reimagine itself, the Oscars have basically set themselves back about 20 years.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. You can share your thoughts about the Oscar upheaval at our Facebook page, KCRW's The Business.